It's Central Time. I'm Rob Farage. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, autonomous battlefield weapons get a lot of attention, but our guest says that cyber weapons may actually pose the bigger threat. We'll find out why and what's being done to defend against self-guided cyber weapons. First, the Trump administration approved a $200 million plan submitted by Governor Walker that aims to bring down health care premiums for Wisconsin participants in the Affordable Care Act marketplace. Governor Walker and state lawmakers advanced the plan earlier this year, but they needed a go-ahead from the federal government to implement the program. Walker signed the plan yesterday in Green Bay. It's estimated that what's being called the Wisconsin Healthcare Stability Plan will help bring premiums on the state marketplace down about 3.5%. But there are questions about who the plan will benefit, and some Democrats have said this is just an election year move by Walker. Phil Rocco is an assistant professor of political science at Marquette University. He's co-author of the book Obamacare Wars, Federalism, State Politics, and the Affordable Care Act. Phil, welcome back to Central Time.
Great to be here, Rob.
Well, can you talk about who this plan would affect?
So this plan is going to affect anyone who purchases insurance on the individual marketplace. So if you don't receive insurance through your employer, you don't receive it through Medicaid or Medicare, you're purchasing it on the individual insurance marketplace, this is going to affect you.
And is this focused on people who don't get subsidies from the federal government? Because as I understand it, based on your income level, you might be eligible for some kind of subsidies to purchase these marketplace plans.
So what the reinsurance program that Wisconsin's proposed is really going to do is, so reinsurance is insurance for insurers. So it's going to help insurers pay a percentage of the cost of covering really expensive enrollees with a high level of healthcare needs, meaning on an annual level, claims that result in anywhere from $50,000 to $250,000 a year. And so the goal is to make it easier for insurers to enter or remain in the marketplace and lower their premiums, and that's designed to sort of attract healthier individuals to buy insurance, kind of creating a virtuous circle.
Why did we need a federal waiver for Wisconsin to do this?
Well, the ACA has a provision called Section 1332, and what that does is it allows states, which under the ACA are required to have certain kinds of provisions, requirements to cover certain kinds of services, and to design health insurance markets and regulate them in a particular way. One of those provisions requires every individual to be in the marketplace to be in a single risk pool. And so in order to create this reinsurance program, Wisconsin had to waive out of that requirement.
Talking to Phil Rocco from Marquette University about this new reinsurance plan in Wisconsin just approved by the federal government. Phil, let's talk about the problem that this is aimed at solving. What's been happening with premiums for Wisconsin participants in these exchanges?
So it's a really interesting story. So the Walker administration, in advancing its plan, has sort of made the argument that while they're trying to stabilize the marketplace in the ACA, they argue that the ACA is sort of really the problem, that the ACA and its regulations is sort of what caused premiums to be so high in the first place. Now, the problem with that story, it might be true as far as it goes, but the problem with that story is that between 2014 and 2017, in Wisconsin, we actually saw premiums begin to stabilize as insurers started to learn the marketplace. And we saw the number of insurers in the marketplace was growing. But what happened is between 2017 and 2018, sort of just as the debate about repealing the ACA was heating up, around the time that the individual mandate was ultimately repealed, we actually saw premiums spike. And we saw the number of insurers in the individual market drop from 15 down to 11. So, you know, one of the things that's been going on is, you know, certainly it's expensive to enroll individuals, especially who have a high level of healthcare needs. But the political uncertainty around the ACA has made it, in certain ways, kind of unappealing for insurers who are, you know, thinking about making investments. You know, what kind of lines of service are you going to offer? And that level of political uncertainty has probably had something to do with the difficulties the insurers have faced in the marketplace.
This new plan we're talking about is a state effort at reinsurance, as you said, kind of helping insurers hedge against the costs of more expensive customers, basically. Wasn't there supposed to be something like this at the federal level from the beginning?
This was originally part of the ACA. There was a national reinsurance program that lasted for the first few years of the law. And the idea was that in the first few years of the law, you would need reinsurance to make it more appetizing for insurers to come into the market and stay there, and that ultimately, after a few years, insurers would sort of learn the market and competition would ultimately help to drive premiums down and you wouldn't need it anymore. And what happened was that sort of as things rolled out, there was a sort of realization that actually insurers continued to need reinsurance payments for a little bit longer than Congress initially planned, and Republicans who ultimately controlled Congress after the 2010 elections declined to extend the reinsurance program for an additional series of years. So, yes, initially this was something that was envisioned to exist in the ACA sort of at the national level.
Now, this state reinsurance plan, do you think it'll be effective in helping make sure that insurers keep covering in the markets that they've been covering in, and it will help defray the cost, lower the premium cost for Wisconsin consumers?
I think that it's certainly, I think it's really hard to deny that it will have an effect. I think that it will make it more attractive for insurers to come and stay in the marketplace and lower their premiums. I think the question is whether or not, like sometimes when you have to take a not just one pill, but a sort of cocktail of drugs to stay healthy, the question is whether or not this alone will really generate marketplace stability. If you think about it, there are a variety of reasons why insurers might not want to come into the market. One thing that's happened is that Congress has repealed the individual mandate. That's reduced incentives for healthy individuals to insure to enter the marketplace. And so it might be the case that there need to be some more aggressive targeting of those individuals in terms of advertising, other kinds of assistance to help people get into covered. And so I doubt that this alone is going to be the thing that stabilizes the marketplace. And there's a variety of other kinds of reforms, including making it easier for people to enroll, assisting, expanding levels of assistance that people have to enroll because it's kind of complicated. But also, I think that as long as the sort of political controversy over the ACA and its future, it might be worth remembering that Wisconsin is part of a lawsuit that's challenging the constitutionality of the ACA. I think as long as that kind of controversy persists, I think that there's going to be a sort of ceiling on how many insurers decide that it's a valuable, they see the value in investing in the individual marketplace.
Do you see that uncertainty going away anytime soon, given, as you say, the ongoing lawsuit and potentially ongoing efforts in Congress to at least tweak parts of the Affordable Care Act, if not repeal it outright?
I think that's really hard to say. If you think about the situation that Scott Walker is in right now, he's kind of walking, pardon the pun, a tightrope. Right? On the one hand, there is a lot of political support for trying to stabilize the ACA and, you know, as some might say, make it work. On the other hand, the sort of hard right elements within the Republican Party have continued to push for a more radical gutting of the ACA, including through constitutional challenges, as well as sort of additional plans to repeal the law at the federal level. And so I think what's really going to matter is whether or not Republican governors become a sort of active part of the leadership on this issue within the party, basically saying, look, here's what we're up against. This is sort of becoming a more of a political liability for us to sort of have these marketplaces that have these problems. And it'll be interesting to see whether or not governors like Walker sort of take the lead on this issue rather than sort of follow from what really intense policy demanders within the party have wanted.
To be continued, Phil, thanks again for joining us.
Thank you, Rob.
Phil Rocco is an assistant professor of political science at Marquette University. He's also co-author of the book Obamacare Wars, Federalism, State Politics, and the Affordable Care Act. He joined us today to talk about the waiver Governor Walker signed this weekend aimed at lowering costs for Wisconsin participants in the Affordable Care Act marketplace.